Some positive news on home sales. More people are buying more homes in every region of the country. Home sales rose 3.4% last month from March to a seasonally adjusted rate of 4.62 million. That nearly matches January's pace of 4.6 3 million, and that is the best pace in 2 years.
Joining us now live to talk more about it, Ali Velshi, CNN anchor and chief business correspondent. Hiya, Ali.
Hey, Hillary and Nathan. This makes me happy because while I have always said to you the most important thing in the economy is jobs, housing is responsible for so many jobs. It's also responsible for our sense of financial well-being because so many Americans are invested in it.
Is this finally the moment things are getting better?
I have spoken to a lot of people. I've spoken to people at, home improvement stores, housing companies, home builders. They're all saying they haven't seen something like this for a couple of years. In fact, Alan Mulally, the CEO of Ford, was saying, in December and January, they had such serious sales of white pickup trucks. White pickup trucks tend to be bought by contractors so that there's business going on. So there's definitely a combination of low interest rates, a dropping of all this unsold inventory, a move from foreclosures into short sales where you negotiate with the bank as opposed to the bank just taking your house. And there's now bidding wars for houses. Even in the Washington area, which has generally done very well, better than the nation through the recession, it's firming up even further.
Yeah, it is interesting to hear you talk about how it really does affect so many sectors of the economy, not just hardware and lumber that you'd think it would, but car sales as well. It's amazing.
The next touchstone. So unemployment, we don't think of as a thing because everybody needs a job. It's sort of like breathing. Housing is a particularly distinct concept to us. When it does well, we feel good. You want to buy because you think markets are going up. You want to sell because you want to get your money out of your house. There's a general feeling of well-being that comes out of this. And this is another shoe in the reestablishment of the economy. So while I know you folks in Washington can hear a lot of politicking and a lot of people telling you how bad it is, this is a sign that while everybody else is busy worrying about all sorts of things, a lot of people are out buying houses.
Well, it's interesting because it seems, Ali, there's going to be this golden moment when people start to buy again and the mortgage rates are really, really low, and then that's going to change forever.
That's right. And this is the thing to remember. We're not likely to see a spike in mortgage rates anytime soon, but we will one day. These are historically low rates. And if you buy a house, and like most people, you put 20 or 30% down and you have a 15 or 30-year mortgage, 1% difference in the mortgage rate will make much more difference than a 5% drop or a 10% drop in the price of a home. So if you're in the market, these rates may make it worth buying, even if we haven't hit rock bottom. But prices are nationwide 10% higher than they were a year ago.
Yeah, and it's nice to talk about positive economic news for a change. Let's keep it going, Ali. Thanks.
All right, good to talk to you guys.
Ali Velshi, CNN anchor and chief business correspondent.